When a person's lost his hearing, you say he's...
He's deaf.
And when you work outside and your clothes get all wet, you say that you have...
I've been perspiring pretty freely.
If you cut yourself and the flesh is laid open, you'd call that...
Well, called a gash, I suppose. That's one term for it.
Or
if they cut, they call in surgeries, call an incision. Really.
If you stuck yourself with something and made a hole there, that would be called it.
Abrasion, or there's different things for when you break the skin, different terms for that. It just beyond how deep it was. If it's deep, it'd be a, you'd cut a gash in your arm.
Mm-hmm. Was the term wound common here?
Yes, that's a common word.
Was that used most?
That's you. I don't know. It seems to me that word, that term, is used more in. Oh, if somebody's fighting and one injured the other that way, that they wound it up.
What would you say they'd done?
There's a wound or wound.
Do you ever have any trouble with your toenails?
Yes, sir, and I'm having it now, too. An old Claude hasn't gotten around taking care of them. I'll have to go scratching with the chickens pretty soon. I can't get to my feet, you know, take care of themselves.
Oh, I was wondering, have you ever had a toenail which became ingrown?
Oh, ingrown, yes, that's one. I've been having trouble with one lately that way. It become infected and run.
Pink stuff around there?
It turned red, and mine, toes used to just turn black. I remember I tried to get the doctor to take one of the nails off. He said, I'd rather not take that nail off. He said, if you insist on it, I'll take it off. He said, I think it'd be best not to. He told me what to do for it then. But I've been having trouble lately with one of my toes.
Have you ever been bothered with that sort of light pink flesh around your toenails that sometimes can be subdued with burnt alum or something like that?
Well, the trouble I've been having this time, my toe was swollen and red, pink all around the nail, but pus formed and it ran out.
There wasn't
around the nail,
then, was it?
And there was an infection somewhere in it.
Well, what did you use for cuts?
For what?
Cuts.
I use alcohol, rubbing alcohol more than, I think that's the best thing I...
You ever use iodine?
Yes, I have it on pure chrome and things like that. But it seems to me that alcohol is better than anything I ever use.
I was
it kills germs, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a good disinfectant.
It doesn't, well, it does burn, though.
It burns some, but just for a minute, it doesn't last long.
You don't have that unsightly discoloration.
How's that?
You don't have that unsightly discoloration that you do with the other things.
No.
Was there much malaria in this country, or was it too dry?
There used to be quite a bit of typhoid in this country, especially down around Carter. Oh, there must have been a